Ready, sir.
How was your trip?
Well, very fine, Mr. President.
I appreciate so much your giving up that sunshine and coming to this godforsaken country.
Well, I tell you, I had a little plan that I wanted to see whether you'd have an objection to it. This is just about my time for my monthly check, and I thought late this evening after I'd gotten my business done here, I'm in New York, I would run out the hospital and be there before breakfast, which I happen to be, and then come to be available to you anytime. Boy, I can get there by 9 or 9:30, and I'm available all day.
That's just wonderful.
And by the way, as I understand it, this would be a rather confidential between, say, not over 2 to 4 of us or something.
That's right. That's right.
If if you have anybody else, I think this man Goodpaster would be good because of the facts he can provide us.
What I thought I might do, if it's all right with you, I thought I might have General Wheeler, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He's a very level-headed guy.
Yes, he's fine. I admire him very much.
A friend of yours, General Goodpaster.
Yeah.
And we might have McNamara, unless you had some reason not to. He's searching for opinions and guidance. And Goodpaster knows the picture about as well as anybody. And I never heard of Goodpaster. You talked to me about him. And when they got ready to go out there, we had Lodge in here, and we had Rusk out there, and we'd had McNamara out there. We'd had 9 governments in a year. So I just told them to take Goodpaster with them. And they asked me why, and I said, well, just because General Eisenhower said he thinks he's the best man, one of the best men in the military, if not the best. And I remembered it a year or so ago. So they all agreed, and they took him, and they all, Bundy and all the underlings that went with him swear by him, and so forth. So I thought I'd just probably have Wheeler just keep it military so we don't get over in the political angle. And I'm talking to you for two reasons. One, because of your great experience in military matters, and second, because you've been president, and third, because you're my friend, and I just want your personal judgment for my personal judgment.
Well, I'm very happy to do it, Mr. President, and I'll tell you, there's one that after we get all done, the business, whenever, or whatever time in the day we do it, I'd like to have at least, say, 15 minutes with you alone.
You can have much time with me.
Well,
I wish you'd stay all night with me.
A couple little things that bothered me.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I was writing you a long letter when you called me last night.
I just want you to sit down. I wish you'd bring your suitcase and stay all night. I just wish you would.
I'd like to go to the hospital, and then after we get done, and either, say, even the Thursday morning or some more Wednesday night, I'd like to go back to Mamie as soon as I can.
All right, okay, you can go back anytime you want to.
Well, we'll take the whole day then tomorrow.
That's right, that's good.
And I will have them call up your secretary so they can know when I'll be done to hospital.
You just tell them, and I would shoot at 10 o'clock if that's free, and it can run over 30 minutes either way you want to, and tell them to have a car. Just tell General Goodpaster to have my car pick you up and bring you to the Southwest Gate. Just come in and tell him, is he with you now?
He's with me
now. Just tell him to tell Wheeler and McNamara I want them present, and then you and I will talk before we go in with them, and then we'll talk after we go in with them, and I just appreciate your coming very much.
I'm delighted.
That plane will be at your service as long as you live.
Well, I tell you, they really did the job for me today.
Well,
they're really right there as we got started. Tell what we did. We went to a military field, and we landed here at a military field. And then, here I've got some business, so it all makes a good story.
Well, that's good, and we'll figure out what we say after you're here. I don't know, but my thought, my thinking is, the thing I didn't want the whole country to be 24 hours speculating, and my thought, but you be the judge and you talk to Goodpaster, my thought would be that I understood that you were coming in to Walter Reed, and that I asked you to come by, that I wanted to visit with you and talk to you and get your counsel on a good many things, I did when I came into the office.
You know, Mr. President, I've had one rule always. If I go into the White House, I say I have nothing to say. This is the White House response.
Well, anything you say will suit me. I've never found you indiscreet yet, and
that goes the both ways. I'll abide by what you say.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, sir.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.